As we prepare for this guided prayer experience, let's you and I together give ourselves like a gift the next few moments and minutes. It's you and God. Think of the possibilities. Consider the opportunities. What if in the next few moments, you and God meet? It's incredible to think what could happen in the deepest recesses of your soul. God, He is here. He promised that when we would allow ourselves to think on Him, consider Him, process with Him, that He would always, always be available to us. I want us to use our breath. Breath we see in the beginning of the whole biblical narrative in Genesis. Breath shows up. A picture, a portrait of life. God's breath. Let's use our breath now to relax, to relinquish, and lay aside all that is pressing, all that is demanding, and all that is requiring our attention. Let's take three deep breaths together, breathing in and breathing out. Two more deep breaths, breathing in, breathing out. One more. And breathing out. His teaching, His leading, and His guiding is light and easy and intimate and careful and safe. The scripture says that His guidance is like steps, and that He will make each step we take secure, firm, clear, and apparent. Sure, we may not know the complete and total story of it all, but He said He would show us the next step. So that's going to be our focus for a few moments, that God would show you and show me the next step. Just the next step. He gives us virtue for today. Daily bread, Jesus told us to ask God for. So God, I am asking on behalf of my friend that right now is participating in this guided experience, that You would make apparent and clear the next step. Just the next step. Using Your own way of saying it, ask God to show You the next step. Whatever that means, and wherever you are in your journey, take these seconds now and ask God, show me my next step. I know He heard that. I know He heard that. In fact, I believe you know He heard that. That should give us deep confidence and assurance. What I'd like us to do now is to express that deep confidence and assurance. Let's express gratitude. profound gratitude from the core of our being, so much to be grateful for. But what if we specifically express gratitude around God's direction and guidance? So agree with me as I express my gratitude. God, thank you. You have never abandoned me. God, thank you that you don't confuse me. You don't lead with confusion. You don't give me a double-minded approach. You bring clarity, light, understanding, wisdom, insight. I pray the ancient prayer of David. Lift me up. Put me on a rock that is so above my current circumstances and situations that I can see above it and beyond it to know the next step you have for me. Thank you that I know you're doing that. In fact, I just revel in the fact that you have done it for so many years in my life. Thank you. God, I can only imagine the friend who is partnering with me right now in this prayer. And maybe there is deep frustration over lack of direction. Remind my friend again that you always deliver. You always direct. You always guide. And you promised the next step. Thank you for that. As we conclude this guided prayer, I wonder if there is a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, maybe your spouse, maybe one of your kids, grandkids, who you know needs direction. Right now, say their name before God and ask God to show them their next step. Thank you, God. Not only do you guide me, but you guide those around me. Thank you. Amen.